A Brooklyn man has been indicted for manslaughter, assault, reckless endangerment, criminally negligent homicide and other charges for speeding and running a red light, causing a car crash that resulted in two people dying and five people being injured. This defendant's alleged extreme recklessness caused the senseless deaths of two innocent people and inflicted serious injuries on others, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez said. New Yorkers deserve safe streets, and I am committed to holding accountable any driver who endangers the public with this kind of senseless and illegal conduct. The defendant has been identified as Vitaly Konoplyov, 49, of Coney Island. According to the investigation, on March 20, 2023, at approximately 12:48 p.m., the defendant was operating a 2015 white Toyota Camry, driving southbound on 18th Avenue, allegedly speeding and driving through multiple red lights, when he struck a 2016 black Honda HR-V that was being driven eastbound on 64th Street by Stancho Stanchev, 51. The collision caused Stanchev's vehicle to spin, jump the curb and strike pedestrian Leung Ute, 65, and then strike a 2021 silver Chevy Equinox which was being driven southbound on 18th Avenue by a 71-year-old man. Ute was declared dead at the scene. Stanchev was taken to Maimonides Hospital, where he was declared dead. Stanchev's passenger, 49, suffered serious brain injuries. The 71-year-old man was not injured. Konoplyov, who remained on the scene, had two passengers inside of his vehicle, a 32-year-old man, taken to Maimonides Hospital and treated for minor injuries, and a 46-year-old man, taken to NYU Longoni Hospital with significant injuries to the face and left hand. Konoplyov was arraigned on a 20-count indictment in which he is charged with second-degree manslaughter, second- and third-degree assault, criminally negligent homicide, second-degree reckless endangerment, and related charges. He is being held on bail of $1 million bond or $250,000 cash. The defendant was ordered to return to court on June 21, 2023.